We all know the association between Ben & Jerry's ice cream and its home state of Vermont. The brand is known in all 50 states and 40 different countries. Now, one Maine-based company is looking to become the Ben & Jerry's of gelato. In the latest installment of our export series, It Can Get There From Here, Jennifer Mitchell reports on the makers of Gelato Fiasco, who believe that success is partly about finding the customer who gets you.
Gelato Fiasco recently turned a precocious 10 years old. During that time, co-founder Josh Davis has gone from making a mess in his kitchen and hand-delivering pints in the back of his pickup to supplying more than 5,000 stores.
Today we're making Blueberry Crisp, which has a gelato, vanilla gelato base, and it has a crisp that's mixed in, and it has a blueberry variegate.
Variegate, in case you're wondering, is a food industry term that basically means blueberry ripples. The process starts with a special mix of locally sourced milk and cream, plus a few other base ingredients that will serve as a blank canvas for the ever-changing flavor combinations. Gelato differs a little bit from ice cream in its lower fat content, slower churn time, and softer consistency. The gelato base is piped through chilled lines to a mixing machine where it picks up nuggets of crunchy oat streusel and ribbons of wild Maine blueberry. Then it's squirted into containers and sent down a high-tech line of robotic capping machines and laser lid checkers, all part of a recent million-plus dollar upgrade. So how did a tiny Maine scoop shop on Main Street in Brunswick evolve into a 1,500-flavor, 12,000-pint-a-day company?
Well, so I grew up in Maine, and I think like every Mainer, you end up growing up saying you can't wait to leave the state.
Well, it turned out to be a good idea, because while at college in Massachusetts, Davis met fellow student Bruno Tropiano, a first-generation Italian-American who introduced Davis to gelato. Both graduated with finance degrees, but it was a shared love of good food that drove them to open the Brunswick Gelato Shop in 2007. Davis still remembers that first official batch, a flavor still made by the company today.
It was actually tiramisu gelato. It tastes better now than the first version of it, but it was pretty good. I mean, nothing to this day, nothing beats eating gelato right out of a batch freezer. That's still pretty awesome.
And Gelato Fiasco was born. By 2012, they'd expanded to Portland. The next year, the small startup was offering freezer pints in stores. Davis says part of the company's success lies in its carefree aesthetic, which is somewhat self-deprecating. Take its name, for example.
You've got to have a fun with your name so it's memorable. So, and I guess in the cases of some amount of our distribution challenges, it has been a fiasco.
Like any small business that grows very quickly, Gelato Fiasco has not been without its fails. Wacky flavors like chocolate sriracha peanut butter.
I don't know if it was the worst selling flavor ever made, but it had to be right up there.
And the partners have been willing to test out other ideas, from pop-up shops to mystery pints. So it may be no surprise that they were also unafraid of doing a cannonball into the global pool. They targeted South Korea and the Middle East as their early markets.
We put a lot of time and effort into it and had some, you know, initial successes. We did do some sales there, but it never really took off.
Davis says in the case of the Middle East, the Maine brand may not have translated well with shoppers.
We do trade on the fact that that we're from Maine. That's kind of what, it's a product made by real people in a real place in Maine. And it's sort of inspired by being here and being from here.
In the case of South Korea, Maine was a selling point, but paperwork and bureaucracy became obstacles to doing business. After pulling out of South Korea, Davis says they decided to put dreams of world domination into the deep freeze and instead focus on carving out space in a domestic market.
Hello. How are you, Jennifer?
But that wasn't the end of the company's global story.
My kids, they love the maple syrup and pancake and bacon candy one.
That's Skye Gander, a travel agent in Queensland, Australia, who says she's been eating Gelato Fiasco for the last year. We found her on Facebook, posting a glowing review of one of the varieties. It's just this kind of digital word of mouth that brought the product to the other side of the world in the first place. 2 years ago, Davis says an Australian ice cream company called Peter's phoned him up out of the blue.
The first couple times we talked to them, we sort of asked the same, how did you even hear about this? And they found us on Pinterest, actually. They just like the look of it. They like the craftsmanship.
And they thought Australians might just go for the main thing. But Davis had learned from his failures in other overseas markets. Instead of trying to rush notarized frozen samples all the way to Melbourne with a medical supply courier as he'd done in South Korea, he flew himself to Australia and created recipes such as Big County Brownie, Dark Woods of Maine, and Maine Munchies, which Peters then manufactured and now they distribute. And Facebook fans like Sky Gander buy them and write about them. The branding sort of tallies with what Gander thinks that Maine might actually be like.
Active, but nature-oriented, and just sort of quite real. That sort of equated to the ingredients to me, that it all seemed to be natural, open, honest.
And that's exactly the vibe Josh Davis says he was going for.
There's definitely a mystique about being from Maine. And I think that the reputation that Maine has is that good things come from Maine.
In its first year, Australians consumed more than 400,000 pints. And you can now buy Gelato Fiasco Australia in more than 600 stores across the country. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.